Are you out of your minds? Are you all out of your mind? Your mind, your mind, your mind.
And to the C students, I say, you too can be president of the United States.
Kissing cousin, hey, there's nothing. I mean, I don't really think the violence is a problem of marrying first cousin.
So they all go vegan and wages and picket lines. I don't know, they're not often discussed in purgatory, are they?
I would not, could not, with a goat.
I think the problem with people like this is that they are so stupid that they have no idea how stupid they are.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show. With your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
Happy hump day, everybody. It's Crab Diving Live, flying at ya from Los Angeles, California. Koreatown, USA here. It's a gray, cloudy, chilly day. Well, 60 is chilly for us here in Los Angeles, Koreatown. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. Pacific time, a little bit after 5 out on the Eastern Type Coast, if that's where you're listening to us at the moment, live. If it ain't live, you're listening to a rerun. And if it ain't that, then maybe you've taken off the tinfoil off your head and you're sucking us in through your brainwaves or something. Or maybe you went to like iTunes or Stitcher or to crabdiving.com and downloaded us as a podcast. Many ways to sample from the buffet of crab diving. My name is Patrick Vile.
My name's Ryan Pfeiffer. If we were an item at a buffet, what would this show be?
Let's see. We would be premium crab meat, I guess.
You don't think we'd be one of those Jell-O salads? Little gelatin blob with nuts and grapes.
Chocolate fountain.
I think we'd be the chocolate fountain.
The chocolate fountain, like sure. At, what's the name of that place?
Golden Corral.
Yep. Thanks for joining us, ladies and gentlemen. You know, you can contact us during this extravaganza for the next couple of hours via the internets.
Yes.
You can contact us on the Twitter. Tweet us at Crab Diving. It's one word. You can also give us a call on Skype. Our screen name is also Crab Diving. And if you want to use the telephone type thing, you can dial numbers, which are 323-601-5427. 323-601-LIBS.
Call us. Reach out and touch someone. Let them know you care.
Happy Earth Day.
Oh, that's right. It's everyone. Earth Day.
Arguably, every day's Earth Day while right. We're here. Although there are others, you know, around who really don't give two flying fucks about the Earth. Maybe a couple of Cokes.
Those are the rich people. They don't give a shit. I care. I threw a can in the fucking recycling bin just now in the kitchen. Look at me.
That's right. I think those may end up... What happens to that can, like journey that it takes?
I will tell you what happened to the cans that people used to put in those blue bags in Chicago. They went in a fucking landfill.
So they just got mixed in with everything else.
Yeah. Back in the 90s or something.
Was that a deal?
Yeah, there was a story about the Chicago blue bags never actually making it to a recycling center.
That's a shock. But they was it a law to separate?
No.
I remember in Texas.
Fuck you.
Surprisingly, the town that I was in Texas for 8 minutes was a law. Like they would fine you if they found an aluminum can in your green bin. Or some shit like that.
How would they fine you? Would someone put a ticket, send you a ticket in the mail or something?
They'd knock on your door, I guess.
Violation?
They'd knock on your door. They'd say, hey,
wow,
you can't put that shit in there. I don't know anybody that it actually ever happened to, but allegedly, I'm sure there were people they decided to that were deserving of enforcement, if you know what I mean. Selective enforcement and, you know, maybe the browner ones. Just saying. Not that I'm accusing anybody in Texas.
Are you saying they'd roll through those poor neighborhoods and look through the recycling bins?
Right. Haul them in. Beat them first. In the name of Jesus.
That makes me nuts, you know, like. I mean, yeah, you should separate your trash so we can recycle, save what's savable. But, you know, BP, I don't want to get back on this. It's Earth Day. Fuck it. That oil spill.
British Petroleum.
I mean, they dumped a shitload of oil in the Gulf of Mexico.
Big pricks.
Yeah. Big pricks. But you're telling me some poor motherfucker in Texas drops the aluminum can in the wrong bin and it's, you know, here's a fine.
Well, sure, that's the way things are going now, right? That's, I mean, it was kind of exposed in Ferguson, wasn't it? That they, this money-making scheme where they just, grab and tag brown people and release them back after they've given them a citation for shit. And then they can't, the poor people can't afford the citation. And then, so what do? Oh, they raise the fine. That always never made sense to me. If you can't pay, I can't pay.
I'm going to charge you more.
Yeah, it's different for being late and dumb and lazy. But if you actually cannot pay and they just keep charging you late fees and doubling. And you know how the government works. It ain't 5% here. It's if you miss a parking ticket, it goes from $100 to like $800.
Forget about it.
4 seconds.
And they take your car away.
Yeah.
It's punitive.
And that's the thing. Then you can get into, somehow you can then start drifting into criminal places with these traffic bullshit fines and other fines that they hit poor people with.
Yeah.
And then they start, they'll cart people off to jail because they can't pay.
It's debtor's prison, right?
Yeah, that's what the lawsuits are about. I think the ACLU and a couple of other organizations are out there suing away for a lot of these bullshit police forces that are just making money off of poor people.
Right. And the other thing that burns my ass, we're talking about recycling, and God, you know, it really bothers me. We've talked about this before, that Jerry Brown is asking me to conserve water when we have frackers in this state. Honestly, fuck off, Jerry.
Yeah, there's
you're out of your mind.
Shenanigans with the fracking and the oil industry.
I'm supposed to take a short shower, but we have fracking. That's stupid. Right? The dumbest person in the world could look at that and say, what am I doing?
Well, and tell me that big golf course in Malibu is going brown. Right? I'm sure they're...
No fucking way, man.
Yeah, I'm sure the greens are going brown.
We got a golf, right?
Hmm?
We got a golf.
Oh, absolutely.
I mean, that's the important but maybe thing. Where does that water come from? Is that drinkable water that they water the lawns with?
I
the
guess
greens?
Some of them are claiming that they use reclaimed water.
Reclamated water. What's it called? The dark water system?
Why has it got to be dark?
I don't know. I think it's what it's called. It's gray water or something. It's like bath water, water that goes down your drain in the sink. There's supposed to be these systems that you can put in your house that saves that water so you can repurpose it for watering your lawn or serving it to people that come in your house that you don't particularly care for.
It's probably one of those, yeah. Would you like some tap water?
Oh, yes.
Right from my tap.
Yeah, to yours.
Zip.
Why don't you use a zipper sound on the soundboard? Don't we have a zipper sound?
I did, but it takes so long.
I know.
It's just not the quickest here. There you go.
Yeah.
So there's a lot going on in the nation, ladies and gentlemen.
Sure.
All kinds of stuff going on in politics, right-wing nutjobbery, bullshittery, assholery.
Of course.
Fuckwatery.
God bless America.
God bless America. We could probably see what's going on in the headlines, and I actually haven't. I've been a little offline, out of touch. I haven't had my. I haven't been plugged into the matrix.
You're off the grid. You've gone rogue at Vile Experience.
I don't even know what the
someone tase him.
The headlines might be. So let's take a look. Let's Sarah.
For these mainstream media characters to get all wee-weed up about that.
From the Crab Diving News Studios, ladies and gentlemen, high atop the Crab Diving Tower, Los Angeles, California. Dateline, April 22nd, 2015.
The year of our Lord.
The headline over at the Commie Pinko Liberal,
it's the
Huffington Post. There is a painting, drawing.
Yes.
Some kind of a artwork. It looks like a kind of a deserty kind of area with an ostrich.
It's a painting?
With its head in the sand.
Is
and
it,
the headline, yeah.
It
looks
is
like
it velvet? Is it on
it's
velvet?
It's not velvet, I don't think.
Then I'm not interested.
70% of conservatives think climate change is not man-made.
Hey, have fun with your face melting off, shitheads. Enjoy wading through Florida.
Right underneath that says 2014 was the hottest year on record.
I don't believe it. I'm stupid.
It's just so...
Who doesn't believe in climate change?
Fucking irritating, because this is all big energy. It's all big energy. It's most, big energy, evil money.
Sure, most deaf.
They send out their evil flying monkeys of the media, and they pay these people... I'm looking at you, Fox News, to deny science. 97% of climate scientists plus
right
are like, you know, there's climate change going on. The other, there are still idiots out there.
Are the other 10% just paid off by the Koch brothers and big business to
well, there was
run
a guy.
And...
There was a guy recently who finally got outed. They found a link between one of these, quote, scientists,
yes,
unquote, who has been going around writing these dubious papers and saying that, you know, well, it's not, the climate isn't changing.
I like that word dubious. I am going to whip that out a little more. That's a great word.
Dubious.
You're dubious.
It could also mean like a marijuana joint.
No, you're quite dubious today, are you not?
Dubious, yeah.
Oh, red-eyed.
this guy got, I don't remember what his name is, but I think there's an investigation going on right now about that guy.
Right.
Because they found that he was being paid by the Koch brothers.
Oh, he's a hua.
One of their tentacles.
Right. Do you think these guys, they spend their life in academia, and they're like, God, I hate being poor, or what they perceive to be as poor. I want to get paid.
Little scientists?
Yeah. I can go on this fucking show, spout out bullshit. Who gives a shit?
Well, that's the thing. I've got a friend who's a professor of physics at a decent, a good college.
Is he anti-gravity?
And
it's only a theory.
Oh, yeah.
And he doesn't get paid shit.
That's crazy.
I mean, I don't...
Like, yeah.
I don't get where these people think that all these climate scientists... Are flying down to the Bunga Bunga parties on the island because they've got millions of dollars. They don't.
So people think that some of the scientists that come on, say, an MSNBC or a, I don't know.
All 97%, these idiots. 70, this is the poll today. A Gallup poll released Wednesday.
Today.
This shows, is CNN.
Shows just how resistant some Republicans are to the science of climate change.
God.
Polls over the last 5 years, 59% of self-identified conservative Republicans.
Yeah, fuck off.
Sorry, I had to spit. Said that they don't believe that climate change is happening now. So they don't, 59% don't even believe it's happening, let alone anthropogenic.
What does that
mean? Man-caused, man-made.
Dude, go up to Alaska, talk to any of those fuckers up there. And I'm sure there's some conservative people up there. They will tell you climate change is real. They had to move the Iditarod.
They had to move the I-fucking-Diderot.
Because there was no fucking snow. Why?
Is that an Apple event, by the way?
A what?
The Iditarod?
I mean, it probably could be if whoever. Who runs Apple now? The ghost of Steve Jobs, if he bought it? Sure.
Tim Cook.
Oh, yeah. Tim A. Why would you want to buy the Iditarod in a way? I mean, it's listen, I know it's an amazing thing to do, to complete. It's 1,000 miles, but those dogs...
I don't think the dogs lead the greatest lives in the world.
But they love it. They tell me that the dog mushers will tell you that when you walk by the ghetto that these dogs live in, they're not really a ghetto, but they're all chained to their own house,
right,
you know, that they bark. And it's not because they're being aggressive. It's because they want to be chosen, to be put...
They
want to
run.
That they want to be chosen to be chained up to the sled to run for 1,000 miles or whatever it is.
Fascinating.
It's wild.
I wonder how they... Well, I'm sure there's a... documentaries and shit about how they do that, how they get the dogs to run, like how they train them. I think I saw one, and really all they do is they bring the puppies out with the adults.
They're born to run. It's not a choice. It's not a choice, okay? They're born that way.
They're born that way. You choose to run.
Yeah. But climate change to Alaskans exists because there's less fucking snow. It's simple.
So 59% don't even believe climate change is fucking happening of Republicans. And 70% don't believe humans are responsible for it. So I guess if it exists, 70% of them don't think that humans are responsible for it.
I mean, does their belief in it, that really doesn't change whether or not it exists? So I guess maybe it doesn't matter, except that they fucking vote. So then it matters.
40% of these ninnies.
Hello, ninny.
Deny global warming will ever happen.
Wait, what does that mean? So
I don't know. Are these the ones that are like Inhofe? James Inhofe.
Right.
Of Oklahoma. Who proved there was no global warming by bringing that snowball to the Senate a month ago or so.
Well, I mean, you know.
Maybe what he says, God, right?
What do you mean?
He says that we should, that it's hubris of us.
He used the word hubris, really, for the people that vote for him? Yeah.
how dare we think that we could make changes to God's firmament.
Don't use that queer liberal vocabulary when addressing me, sir. Hubris.
He's one of those intellectual.
Yeah.
That's a bad word. That's what's real weird to me.
Intellectual.
This fucking country. What do you think those guys were? Big, burly, out chopping wood men? They were a bunch of rich, effete intellectuals. Jefferson and all those guys.
They were jerk-offs.
Progressives.
I'm just kidding.
I had that fight again yesterday on our Facebook page.
Oh, really?
One of those idiots who doesn't understand the difference between the Democrats and the Republicans.
Right.
And how the ideology flip-flopped over the years. He's one of these guys who's like, Lincoln was a Republican. Oh, obviously, we're not racist. And who started the KKK? But the Democrats. Obviously, who's the racist now?
Let's say heaven exists like these wackos think it does. Everybody's standing around in the clouds looking down on the planet. Do you think Lincoln's like, no? He just sits around all day looking down and be like, no, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. That's not what I meant.
Oh, that would be hell.
Yeah. What kind of heaven is that?
Right.
Shit. Like, they think climate change will never happen? Who says never?
I can't explain.
I mean, even if you don't believe global warming is happening now, how do you know what's going to happen in 100 years to the planet? How can you say never to anything?
I think maybe it's God. It doesn't explain it here in the story, but maybe it's the Inhofe explanation.
Is this,
how dare we think we can affect the Lord's work?
So I understand these right-wing nut jobs. Do you think it's the fact that Jesus in the Bible or wherever never mentioned climate change, and that's why they don't believe it's a thing?
I guess. I mean, the real reason is that the big, giant, evil energy corporations have successfully corrupted the both sides,
God, you
but especially the Republicans enough.
You got to quit picking on the energy
to
people.
Buy. Well, they paid them off. They paid these guys off, and then they go home to their town halls, and they say Obama's trying to tell you climate change is. Well, actually, it started with Gore, right?
Oh yeah,
Al Gore. Who does he think that he's gonna? Climate change.
Poor Al Gore. I mean, you open your mouth. You think that's what like, you would think his position on climate change would just be apolitical, right?
Right.
Nobody wants Florida to disappear into the ocean. I mean, well, except me. No, I'm just kidding. I have family there. But everybody should be for wanting to save the Earth. Everyone should be pro-Earth Day. But I guess they don't believe it needs saving.
Right. Right. They don't care.
What do they think's up with that pile of plastic the size of Texas rotating around in the Pacific Ocean?
Like, you can't tell me that the Koch brothers don't know that global warming is happening. They just give zero fucks. They think that it doesn't matter.
Zero fucks given.
Yeah, they are so insulated. And so I saw a story the other day that some guy bought some missile silos somewhere. Decommissioned missile silos.
Oh, yeah, for sure, man.
Which are basically giant holes in the ground. And that go down, way down.
Yeah, doomsday prepper shit.
And, but he is now selling them off as luxury doomsday condos for the 1%.
Ooh, sweet. I mean, listen, I want a silo con. Don't you want one of those?
No.
That'd be kind of depressing.
Who wants to live like that?
It's fun. It's like fun for a day. Oh, look, I live in a missile silo deep underground. Now you're like, oh, it sucks in here.
So, but yeah, the rich think that they'll be safe. They think they have enough money, they'll be able to whatever.
Well, you know,
ride out any. They can ride out civil unrest. They can ride out natural disasters, they think.
Don't you think, like, when we see, like, whatever this means, apocalyptic type climate change, where, like, the shit is hitting the fan.
Is your gay god going to come and save you?
You know, I'm beginning to lose faith in gay god. I expect gay god every once in a while to step in and you know, smite some fuckers in Indiana. But
not
no.
A lot of rainbows.
Gay god's pretty fucking lazy.
Speaking of rainbows, did you see that picture? It was a real picture that was taken, I want to say, in the Bahamas? Was it when Obama went to the Bahamas not that long ago?
To play golf?
Within the past couple of weeks. And as he was getting on the plane to say goodbye, he turned around at the top of the stairs from probably Air Force One and waved to the crowd. And there was a guy standing, a photographer standing, kind of right alongside the plane, taking a photo upwards of Obama towards Obama and the sky. And there was seriously, right from Obama's hand, coincidentally, in the background was a rainbow. It's a real picture that's out there. Like, Google Obama rainbow. This guy took a picture, and it looks like Obama is casting rainbows out.
He got the power of the gay.
Yeah, hilarious.
I told you.
I'm sure the right wing loved that one.
Right. It's a kind of a shitty superpower, too. What, you shoot rainbows out of your finger? What does that do?
Right.
That's the worst X power ever.
Go to our Facebook page, everybody.
Please.
I just wrinkled my brow because I looked at this Facebook page and I thought there was something that had posted twice, but it did not.
No, no.
It was one of those weird things. I put that Vine up of the foul ball.
Oh, my God.
That hit the woman in the head.
Jesus, that's insane.
Yeah, I said pay attention in the corporate seats.
It makes you got to be really careful at these games. You know, especially if you're sitting down the first or third base line, you can't be drunk.
She's behind home plate. It's a foul tip.
Yeah.
I don't know why they don't have the, like, where was the...
They're trying to save money.
Are they? Trying to make it a little more exciting.
What game? Was that a Cubs game?
Cubs and Pirates?
That's crazy. Nothing's crazier than that guy. What is that guy's name? David Price, David Price is the name of that fucking pitcher. The manager for the Reds that went on that tirade where he said fuck 78
that's
times.
That's where I saw that Vine was on the Daily Upper Decker.
Absolutely.
.com. And which is the website that Tommy Gimler runs from the Daily Upper Decker, which is our sports podcast here on the network. We got a brand new sparkling one for you tonight.
Yes.
At
8 p.m.
8 p.m. Pacific time, 11 p.m. out on the East Coast.
I bet they're going to be covering some baseball tonight.
And probably the NBA playoffs are going on.
Does anyone care? I don't even know who's in the
NBA
playoffs. Yeah, who's in it?
The usual players.
The Lakers? What's Kobe Bryant doing? Going to Colorado? Trying to get lucky again?
Right.
And to find some girls to, quote-unquote, not rape and then pay off?
Are you suggesting that she was paid off?
I'm suggesting he might have done it. Listen, I don't want to get into it, but he said it was impossible because his leg was hurt or something. Like, his fucking hip was... He's still an NBA player.
And his dick was too big.
Listen, yeah.
No, wasn't that part of it? Like, they were saying that he just, like, entered her butt.
Right.
Like... You know, without even tickling the starfish or anything. It was just like, boom, boom. And I thought one of the things that they were kind of saying was, you know, I mean,
impossible.
Mr. Bryant is well endowed, and it would be unlikely that there would. That what they're saying is there would have been more damage if he raped her.
Well,
but
still,
no. I mean, I'm you always default to the victim.
It just seems, I don't know. It just seemed like he did it. Now, I just that whole defense where he was injured and there's no way he could have taken someone by force is crazy. He's a superhuman. If there was, if Kobe Bryant's arm, only his arm attacked me, I think I'd be fucked. I don't have anything that can combat his arm. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. They're giant human beings.
Right. So is the quote-unquote rapist, is he in the playoffs this year or the Lakers out of it because they suck?
I don't think
we can ask Tommy. He might be calling in today.
No, I don't think they're in it this year. I don't think the Clippers are. I know, but I don't. I'm not thinking the Bulls. I mean, that's the only one I've been paying attention to.
No, the Bulls.
But I don't think the Lakers made it this year.
Yeah. Better luck next time, guys. You bunch of millionaires.
Right. You'll be okay. Everybody'll be okay.
It's so funny when you look in the dugout at a game or a whatever, and you see players with the big sad face on because they struck out or they're losing. It's like, but the league minimum is $500,000 per fucking year. I'm going to see if I can find some sympathy for you.
Yeah, your kids don't have flies around their eyes.
Absolutely.
Starving to death. Everyone's going to be okay.
Yeah, relax, guys.
So that's the headline over on the Huffington Post. That poll about conservatives not believing in fucking climate change. It makes me crazy. Science thing is the thing. You know,
it's nuts.
Economics, you can argue, sort of. I can sort of understand the logic behind some of these economic arguments. I don't agree with them. I can understand the logic. I don't understand this climate denial at all, except for the fact that you're just planting your lips on the taint of big oil.
Oh, the day I planted my lips upon the taint of Exxon.
Right. Yeah. I just don't see a reason that people, regular people, I mean, I could see the anybody who's getting paid by BP oil or being paid by the Koch bros or any of that shit saying, well, no, climate denial, climate, you know, it ain't changing. God won't let it change.
Right.
Or God's mad. That's what it is. God's mad, you know, the homo thing.
Yeah, it's always God's wrath when something weird happens on the planet. You know, a hurricane, an earthquake.
That's what they're... See, that's what the evangelicals here are probably going to do because, you know, they're screaming and screeching now about the gay marriage.
Sure.
And we played that clip yesterday. Go to crabdiving.com.
Dee-dee-dee-dee.
Or iTunes or Stitcher.
Sure.
Past episodes of this Spun Gold. And we played that clip from the former... Wasn't she the head of the Republican Party in Texas?
Yes.
And
that
she was speaking about we gotta get together, we gotta organize, and we gotta stop this Supreme Court thing that's gonna happen April 28th. They're gonna have those oral arguments. I don't know what she thinks they're gonna do.
The gay marriage.
But yeah, I don't know what she thinks they're gonna do. Yeah.
Well, listen, she said Texas is not Alabama.
That's right. She said on Alabama, yeah.
Whatever that means.
She said Alabama basically was standing up. Look at Roy Moore there standing up.
What Roy Moore is doing is illegal, isn't it?
Well, yeah, everybody's laughing at him.
You can't send a letter to people as a judge and say, hey, break the law. Or maybe you can. I don't know.
And once June comes, if they decide, which everybody thinks, that it's just going to be legal, then Roy Moore can cry and squeal all the fuck he wants.
Yeah. Over gay marriage.
And we're going to be going, ha ha.
Yeah. We came out on the right side of human rights, and you're on the wrong side, dickhead.
But this woman from Texas was laying it out there, saying that she's this big Christo ninny, and the reason that they're terrified of the gay
is,
what did she say? Look what happened to Sodom.
Oh, my God, I forgot about that. Sodom and Gomorrah.
Look what happened to Sodom. That's what they're worried about. They don't... You know, they're not that concerned about the sin. People are like, well, why do they care?
Yeah, it's so
what
stupid.
People do. They're worried for themselves. They're worried that God is going to lift his butt cheek up and rip out a few lightning bolts. I like to think he farts them out.
No, me too. Sure. Vision. He sharts.
and start smiting America, and he's going to let the Christo ninnies fry too, just because they're collateral damage. That's what they think.
You know, when you say that, it makes me think, well, if that's how we're going to, if that's what we're going to believe, why don't we get rid of all the colleges and schools? I mean, it's such a stupid fucking way to live. Oh, I'm scared of what the sky god's going to do to me if I behave a certain way. I mean, that's so, like, I mean, we're a fully developed industrialized country, for God's sake. I mean,
allegedly.
Why would you believe in that? Then if that's the case, shouldn't you believe that when someone puts your picture on Instagram, follow Crab Diving on Instagram, that it's at, they're actually stealing your fucking soul? Then why don't we believe that?
I'm surprised some of them don't.
It's...
Oh, lust. Cities full of what and lust? I don't know
cities
all the words.
With a name you can trust?
With one man you can trust, I thought he said.
I don't get all those lyrics. I mean, I love that song. I love the Village People. God, underrated as a band or whatever the fuck they were, you know? A group.
You think so? I think giant icons.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the musicianship and the way they can sing.
Well, they were great performers, sure.
I feel like they're sort of lumped in with, like, a Kiss or something, because their presentation was like, you know...
Well, they had a guy dressed like an Indian.
Yeah, it's just a shame. It overshadows their fucking talent.
And another one was a leather dude.
Yeah, much more talented than Kiss, by the way. I don't mean to compare the two.
I mean, really, if the Village People came out just in, like, suits and ties and shit, nobody'd be like...
I know,
it's like, what's going on?
I know. I just want people to remember the Village People for their fucking, you know, the way
it's
they
like
can sing.
It's like when Kiss tried to not wear the makeup. Remember that 5 minutes? And everybody's like, ooh.
God, your songs
could
are
you put
stupid.
That back on and stick your tongue out, please?
What's their big song? I can think of I Like to Rock and Roll All Night and Party Every Day. That's the only Kiss song I can think of. But yet they're universally known. That's insane. It was the makeup for sure.
Sodom and Gomorrah, cities with one man you can't trust. Cities with one man you can't trust. I thought you can't trust all of them. Sodom and Gomorrah, cities full of hatred and lust. Sodom and Gomorrah, judgment day is very close by. Sodom and Gomorrah, the flames will reach up high to the sky.
Jesus Christ.
Damn.
It's so fun there. They're burning up. They're burning in sin.
What a strange song for the Village People to sing. I wonder what the story is behind that.
Well, I mean,
is that kind of a fuck you to religion?
Absolutely, I would think so. I mean, I'm not a Bible guy, but why do you think in the Bible there were two cities, Sodom and Gomorrah?
Were both bad. One was lesbians and one was homos.
Is that true?
No. No, I don't know.
I'm just like, you know, we write. Why wouldn't you just combine the city? I mean, why muddy the waters? What do you need?
Well, it's like Dallas-Fort Worth.
Why have both? Which one is more progressive?
Why have both?
Why have either? I've been. They suck. Which is better, Fort Worth or Dallas? What do you prefer when you're there?
That's where I lived. I lived outside of Fort Worth. Downtown Fort Worth is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Dallas is a big, giant fucking city. I mean, it's they're both huge. But
do they both suck? Or
I think Fort Worth was really clean when I was there.
Yes.
I remember. But Dallas has a lot more
right
stuff, a lot more
shit to
sin.
Do. Oh, yes.
And fun things to do.
Right.
Like clubs and, you know, Dallas is more Sodomy than Gomorrah. Yeah, I guess. cities mentioned in the book of Genesis, according to the Torah, the kingdoms of Sodom and Gomorrah, The divine judgment by God was passed upon Sodom and Gomorrah and two neighboring cities. Why don't the two neighboring cities get mentioned?
Well, you know, it's there's only so many beats in a measure.
Sodom and Gomorrah had better agents and PR.
I mean, you're going to write a song about two cities. You pick two cities. It's, how do you rhyme with that? How do you find a, what rhymes with Gomorrah?
I don't know.
Or Sodom.
Right.
The village people must have been geniuses to craft lyrics around those two places.
They were completely consumed by fire and brimstone.
No. What a great God we
Nearby
have.
Zoar was the only town
Zoar.
That was left.
That sounds like so Star Trek-y.
Zoar.
Z-O-A-R.
In Abrahamic religions, Sodom and Gomorrah have become synonyms with impenitent sin and their fall with a proverbial manifestation of divine retribution. That's the thing. I don't think,
what does impenitent mean? Impenitent sin? That's weird.
Penitent.
Oh, penitent.
Did
okay.
I say penitent?
I don't know.
I don't think it actually, like in the story of Sodom and Gomorrah, I don't think it actually officially says that the reason Sodom and Gomorrah was smoted is because people were butt-fucking.
Oh, really? Maybe they were just smoted because God's like, oh, man, I just learned how to develop this new fire that shoots out of my fingers. I want to try it. How about these guys? Fuck them.
Yeah, judgment. Three men, thought by most commentators to have been angels appearing as men, came to Abraham in the plains of Mamre. After the angels received the hospitality of Abraham and Sarah, his wife, the Lord did reveal to Abraham that he would destroy Sodom and Gomorrah because their cry was great and because their sin is very grievous.
Wow, grievous. See, that's the key. That's why they were smited. They were grievous.
But what was their sin? I wonder.
Well, I hope so, or else all that smiting was for naught.
I mean, I'm skimming here. All I'm seeing that their sin was, I think their sin was that they were like at war with the Israelites or something. I'm not seeing an angel of the Lord telling Abraham, hey, look at those guys fucking each other in the ass over there. The God's going to smite them. I don't see any.
They were like, hey, God, somebody's picking on your chosen people. Time to fry some fuckers, right?
But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom.
Ooh, here we go.
Compassed the house round, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And they called unto Lot and said unto him, where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out unto us that we may know them.
Oh, I see. Men of the night.
I see.
We're
Lot
getting
refused
somewhere.
To give his guests to the inhabitants of Sodom. So I guess there were roving homosexuals saying, give us your visitors so we may penetrate their starfish.
There are roving bands of gays. Send down the hellfire.
Instead, he offered them his two virgin daughters.
Oh, wait, what?
You're not getting my buddies to fuck them, but here, take the daughters.
The guys are like, we're gay.
Take the virgin daughters.
We don't want your stupid virgin daughters.
But they didn't want them.
What the fuck is up with? The Bible is like rated NC-17.
So they told, isn't this where the angels told them to find like 10 righteous dudes or something and they couldn't?
Oh, yeah. Give me 20 good men.
Oh, that's what it is. I see. That's where the lyric from the village people. God damn, what the hell are we talking about here?
Yeah, I mean, this is as if someone said your dissertation is going to be on the works of the village people, the later years.
Man.
Guy dressed as a construction worker in an Indian. These are the best lyrics they could come up with. Come on.
Well, the people that probably know all these Bible verses in and out probably go to the Drudge Report, which we haven't checked the headline on yet. How's that for a clubbing of a segue?
Yes.
Picture over on the Drudge Report.
Let
me translate that into people whose IQs are above 12.
Oh.
There's a picture of Carly Fiorina, another ninny, Failed CEO, fired, now thinks she can run the country.
Oh, she's running for president, correct?
It says Carly Rohr sets May launch. The first link goes to the Daily Beast. Won't do it. Won't befoul my computer. The other one says Carly Fiorina to launch presidential campaign. This is the Wall Street Journal on May 4th. So there you go.
Wow. She's going to launch. Why do they?
Former CEO of Hewlett Packard.
Okay.
Got fired.
Oh, Hewlett Packard. Oh, the people that made mini printers that I've thrown into the garbage because they can't scan properly. You ever have a scanner where you have to feed it through?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's horrible. I would never vote for anyone who was in charge of Hewlett Packard. I
you think that's instantly discounted her from being eligible for any kind of.
I mean, I'm definitely a person that can lose it, but goddamn, a printer can make me lose it like nobody's fucking business.
Isn't that what the Brent, the Hollywood Hick, destroyed recently?
He went into a blind fucking rage.
I went into blind rage.
Isn't it sad that there's no camera that caught that? Him beating the shit out of a printer. Why can't we see that?
On his Facebook. Does anybody know where I can get a cheap printer?
Because I beat the shit out of mine.
I seem to have destroyed mine. the Hollywood Hick on the Sevens here on the network live.
Really?
Crabdiving.com/live.
One of the nicest guys on the planet, unless you're a fucking appliance, I guess.
Yeah. Right. I'm just glancing at some of the other bullshittery here on the Drudge Report. There's a picture of Miss Piggy.
From the Muppets?
The real one, yeah. From the Muppets.
Original. How's she holding up, by the way? She's got to be like 80 million years old.
I think she's had work. She's looking,
oh, really?
She's looking good, yeah. She had some
glue.
Vaginal rejuvenation so that she can stand on that hand longer.
I heard they just scotch guarded her face.
The Muppets, I guess Drudge is outraged, I'll tell you, outraged, because intriguing details about the ABC's revival of the Muppets. We'll get to other revivals in a second.
They're reviving the Muppets.
The Muppets are coming back.
Well, aren't they just Muppets? I mean, and they're just new hands inside them, I guess, is the point.
Probably a lot of the same hands.
Right.
They've learned that the project is a mockumentary-style series that goes deeper into the Muppets' personal lives and promises a, quote, more adult show.
Are we going to see little Muppet titties?
Than previous incarnations of the franchise.
I don't know. Do you give a shit about...
I mean, it's going to be on ABC, so...
Wouldn't you rather watch the old Muppets, like, on DVD or something?
Oh, I'd go back and watch those. Oh, yeah, that was great.
Oh, the great celebrity drop-ins, Mark Hamill.
There was an amazing amount of celebrities that dropped in.
Who's going to drop in now? Everybody sucks. We're going to see Miley.
Well, we'll see. Maybe
Bruno Mars.
Maybe it'll be good. Who knows? But did you hear what else is being brought back?
No.
Green light yesterday, I think it was, given to Fuller House.
Oh, come on. Is this Full House?
Full House reboot. It's going to be starring Candace... I don't have it in front of me. She's got a new last name. Candace Cameron something.
Is that one of the little kids?
That was the daughter, who's Kirk Cameron's sister.
Really?
Also a Christo Ninny.
Oh, God.
But it's going to be starring her and her friend Kimmy from the show, I guess?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I just remember reading this morning about it. And I know that they've signed on. The thing I saw was that the Olsen twins... didn't know anything about it.
Are they dead?
No, they just, there was an interview I saw this morning. They said that they heard about it when we did.
Oh, okay.
And they're like, oh, I don't know. I guess we'll call the creators and see what's going on.
Are they good actors? I mean, do you think
how could they be? They were in diapers and they played one character.
Well, maybe they went to school and maybe they learned how to be an actor like Harry Potter. Harry Potter was horrible.
He did work his ass off. Yeah.
What's his name?
Harry Potter.
Who cares? Yeah. Yeah, but now he's a good actor. Did they follow the path of the Potter or no?
I think they followed the path of the billionaire, didn't they? Didn't they sink some money into like fashion and shit? And they were the they're billionaires with a B.
I think if I were the Olsen twins, I would be no. I will not work with John Stamos again.
Well, who gives a fuck?
Is John Stamos...
In the article I read, they're like, well, we're going to have to talk to John and see what's going on. He's the one that has signed on to do it.
John Stamos.
Yeah.
David Koulié is not on it?
They're in negotiations.
What?
Still. And they're still in negotiations with Saget. And they're still in negotiations yeah. with whoever Stamos' girlfriend was on the show.
Listen, I know me. If I'm Dave Koulié, I'm like, oh, yes, I will be there fuller.
Do you think Dave Koulié has enough fuck you money from Full House maybe. To be like, I don't know if I want to do that?
How many seasons was that on? I mean, yes, he does. He has tons of money then. I mean,
that was a long time ago, though.
But that was during the heyday of TV where you got shitloads of money for residuals.
It's still running five times a day.
And the merch.
On, you know, like Nickelodeon or some shit. It's on different cable channels.
I guarantee you that shit show is on somewhere on cable. I mean, that's amazing.
But Stamos, what a whore, is the one who signed on.
Well, geez, he's been doing theater. He's like, God, I do shows 7 days a week on Broadway. Do I want to...
$100,000 an episode?
Yeah.
I'll be there.
For, like, no work?
Yeah.
Oh, it's so hard being on Full House. man.
So that was the other news there. Those were the headlines on the Drudge Report. Muppets, Carly.
Yes.
Carly Fiorina.
Fuller House. Fuller House.
I think it's going to be called Fuller House.
Man, that's amazing. I'm just trying to think. And Bob Saget won't do it. Then what's the point? Who are they going to get to replace those guys?
Well, they're negotiating with them to be occasional guest stars and come in and out. Like, they're not going to rejoin the cast. Stamos is in. Stamos is in.
I'm so sorry to ask you, but what is his net worth? John Stamos. It's got to be a shitload.
It's Candace Cameron Bure, by the way.
Bure
is her hyphenated last name. Jodie Sweetin and Andrea Barber are set to star, reprising their roles as DJ Tanner, Stephanie Tanner, and Kimmy Gibbler, while John Stamos will serve as a producer and guest star as Uncle Jesse.
He's producing. I see. So let me get this straight. Stamos is walking around with a clipboard and a highlighter, be like, hey, guys, have you seen Dave Koulié? He hasn't checked in yet. We're going to run these lines by him, see if these changes are okay.
Yeah,
I'm going to rewrite this monologue.
Where the fuck is Saget?
Yeah. Hey, guys, I'm producing, and we seem to be out of coffee at Craft Services. Who do I call?
According to, and it's got to be true because it's on the internet, celebritynetworth.com.
But wait.
John Stamos, net worth, actor, television producer, singer, musician, songwriter, film producer.
100 million.
Occasionally plays with the Beach Boys.
Right.
I don't mean like, you know, naked plays. I mean like on stage kind of stuff. What did you say?
100 million.
And
what is it?
$40 million. Estimated net worth. $40 million. Wait to see what that looks like on the on the thing.
You could barely hear it yesterday when I hit. You couldn't even hear it.
Oh, really?
It sounded like It sounded like a woodpecker hitting a spoon.
So there you go, John Stamos. Even though apparently he doesn't need the money, although who knows what kind of lifestyle he has.
Who knows? All those chicks, Jesus.
There you go. So we've.
I'm producing, guys. I've got $40 million. I mean, that's a lot of money.
I heard, I'm going to have to try to tell this off the top of my head. It's good 1%er story.
Ooh.
These are some rich, really rich people who have some giant yacht in the Mediterranean, I believe. And, you know, all these ships and these ferries that are capsizing and drowning people. We just had another one the other day, 100 people or something. Horrible.
Dude, that's insane.
These refugees trying to get to Europe. But they interviewed one of these, like, 19-year-olds trying to get out of Africa and get into Europe that was rescued from one of these deals. And he said, he's like, trust me, if I didn't have to do this, I wouldn't be doing this.
Yeah.
It's not like, woohoo, let's go to Europe, woo! Let's go have some drinks, man. So these people are desperate and willing to risk their lives to climb onto boats that are crammed full, way too full. They think that the one that capsized the other day might have even been a case of where everybody was like, everybody went to one side of the boat to look at something.
Oh, my God, man.
Like, there was another ship passing by, so all these hundreds of people went over to the one side of the boat, and the thing fucking capsized.
Shit.
That's one of the theories. But
that's horrible.
These rich people, one of them, they were watching TV or something not that long ago, and or a while ago, it's a few months ago now, and they heard about these refugees and everything. And now, instead of trolling the Mediterranean, you know, getting a tan,
yeah,
they troll the Mediterranean rescuing people.
Oh, that's cool.
And they're spending over $400,000 a month.
Oh, my God.
To go to sea and rescue these people.
Jeez.
Boats are
expensive to operate,
fucking,
man.
Kudos to them. Now, they did start taking donations and stuff. They're not just totally bankrolling it themselves now. But still.
Kickstarter.
I mean, shit.
That's great.
That's a good one percenter. Man. You see David Koch, you know.
Who's he rescuing?
I'm sure he's a wonderful man.
He's rescuing this water. He's like, oh, my God, did you taste the water in West Virginia? It's so bland. You know what I like? Licorice.
I like the taste.
It tastes like black
propylene
burnt.
Glycol or something.
Yeah. That boat capsizing thing, because too many people are on the one side. I mean, that reminds me of this time I took a flight from Chicago to Charlotte in a tiny little shitty plane, and they had to redistribute the fat people. They had too many fat people sitting on one side of the plane, so I shit you not, they asked all the husky folks to, could you sit on this side
could
of the plane?
Could you waddle over to the left side of the plane, please?
You fat guys, I know you might want to sit together and talk, but it's just not going to happen on this flight if we're going to stay airborne. Sorry. I was like, is that the one thing that's keeping this bucket of bolts in the air? This fat ass is over here, and he should be over there.
Tweet us during the show. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, at Crab Diving.
Yes.
Give us a call, 323-601-5427, 323-601-LIBS. Approaching 3 o'clock here, p.m.
Ring-a-ding.
On the western coast. 60 degrees and cloudy here in Los Angeles.
What's the traffic like?
405 near the 10 is backed up.
Oh, yes. No, here, I'll do the traffic. The 405 is backed up. The 10 is backed up. The 1 is backed up.
The 110 is backed up.
The 105 sucks ass.
The 18.
Yeah.
The 2.
It's, just get out and walk.
So this is, again, it's time to run down to the corner store, grab a little package of tampons, unwrap them, stuff them in your ears, because they're going to bleed. This is outnumbered.
No, God damn it, dude.
Which is really providing daily shitbaggery for any liberal media to make fun of.
So bad for the country, this show.
Andrea Tantaros and, you know, 5 ninnies, 4 of which have inside fun parts, and the one who's in the middle, of course, and who they go to for all the real explanations of everything.
Oh, yes. Look at my big, shiny cock.
Someone in the middle who has dangly outside fun parts. And even the premise of it, outnumbered, right?
Yeah.
Outnumbered.
Stupid.
I've yet to see the reversed. I've yet to see 4 men and 1 woman. I've only... when woman.
Well, that's not the concept of the show, dude.
Right. But then, anyway, why should I talk about the sexism of Fox when we've got racism and Christo-fascism for them to spew, too? Here's a little bit of, just listen to the beginning. This is they're talking about, you know, the terror and ISIS and terror.
Nah.
Terror and terror.
The brown people are coming.
And terror from, you know, the Mexicans and terror from ISIS and terror.
You know what's going to be funny? Terror. It's not going to be funny. It's going to be a horrible tragedy. But somebody's going to be driving across a bridge and it's going to fall into whatever body of water it happens to be over. They're going to be like, oh, my God, it had to have been ISIS that blew up that bridge. They're coming to get us.
No, it was the Republicans.
No, it's Congress.
That blew up that bridge.
They just didn't fix it.
By
that's all.
Refusing to pass jobs bills and infrastructure bills.
The Congress is scarier than ISIS.
In our daily lives?
Sure.
So here on Fox, I'll play a little bit at the beginning, and then we'll skip the long, ridiculous bullshittery in the middle, and we'll get right to what this one idiot says. Here's the setup. I don't think this is Tantaros. I forget what this woman's name is.
Tantaros.
But this is one of the other ninnies on Outnumbered.
Oh, yes.
Watching Outnumbered, and we are glad that you are. New concerns about what authorities are calling a growing trend in terror recruitment. It was breaking news yesterday at this time. The arrests of six Minnesota men accused of plotting to go to Syria so they could join ISIS. And the great fear, of course, is that they would come back here and wage jihad.
They had to get jihad in there.
God, did you hear her voice like dropped 8 octaves? And she was like, and wage jihad.
And wage jihad.
Minnesota men accused of plotting to go to Syria so they could join ISIS. And the great fear, of course, is that they would come back here and wage jihad.
God,
man, she even paused. Yeah. Come back here and wage jihad.
Oh, can you pick up my testicles?
Four of them were arrested in Minnesota, two of them arrested in San Diego, and authorities say they were all friends and were drawn to terror by another friend who had apparently gone overseas and was staying in touch, encouraging them to join him and trying to help them. Law enforcement officials call it peer-to-peer recruitment. They say this, in their terms, new style of radicalization is very worrisome, and they expect to see a lot more of it. And the...
Peer-to-peer.
That means they're people telling each other about it.
Instead
apparently.
Of emailing each other, yes. Hey, let's go blow up some shit and kill people.
Right.
Then they say to each other, let's go blow up some shit and kill people.
And that's what we refer to.
Face-to-face.
Yeah, we rely on peer-to-peer recruitment to get more, you know, fans of crab diving.
Exactly.
Peer-to-peer.
Spread the crabs.
Right.
As a new poll on the war on terror finds, 39% of Americans say they think the terrorists are winning. That's up from 33% in the previous survey, the highest level of pessimism since the attacks of September 11th.
Of September 11th. So there's the setup. Who do you think they go to for the explanation?
God, is Keith Ablow.
Please tell. I don't know this guy's name.
Oh.
But it's the
it's a Keith Ablow type.
Yeah, it's the one who fills the cock and balls
well,
slot
ladies,
on the show.
Ladies, let me pull out this big shiny dick of mine and explain the world to you.
So I just read the news. Could you mansplain it to us for a second?
Mansplain.
Let's bring it out to the couch. All right. So, you know, one of the points that we were talking about yesterday as this was breaking news is that for those of us who lived in Minnesota, when they created these sort of neighborhoods and safe havens, if you will, for these kids from Somalia, because they were coming from a war-torn country and so on and so forth, and they were having such a hard time assimilating Guy
something is his name.
Oh.
The radicalization was on the horizon. We talked about it then, and that was a decade ago. And now we're seeing...
A lot of legs.
Yeah.
Visible on the in the wide shot.
Is it Guy Ritchie?
I'm just saying. It's not Guy Ritchie. Okay. It's Guy Fieri. And over on the right, VH1 VJ, former VH1 VJ.
Kennedy.
When this come to fruition, your thoughts about peer-to-peer recruitment?
Now,
why doesn't Pauly,
none of this matters?
Why doesn't Pauly Shore do this show? I mean, he's a VJ.
We've seen a few stories out of Minnesota specifically, but really all over the country.
So he's going to explain, blah, blah, boring, 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 boring. No, let's skip ahead to Ninny number two from the right, sitting next to Kennedy, between Kennedy and the cock.
Ooh. That's a
which cool, is another TV show.
I would say that's a great name for a show. Between Kennedy and the cock.
All the civic.
Here is this other ninny.
Yes.
And you just got to listen.
Assimilate and feel more part of this and not have that separation that you're talking about.
Is it our job? Solely? I mean,
oh sure. I think in our schools, when my father was first generation to this country, he comes to this country and the schools and all the civic and interactions that he had were all very pro-American. I think those things are gone.
All the interactions he had were very pro-American.
It's very pro-American.
Yeah. Oh, he went to the library. And, you know, every time he walked in there, the lady at the library would say, oh, don't you love the country?
Right.
Isn't it a beautiful
America? Oh, so they're saying that there isn't enough banter between Americans.
No, I don't know. She's saying their concept is Obama has turned the country, hates America.
Right.
and has decided that he is going to, you know, has taken out patriotism.
Oh, sure. Oh, that's the worst. When he did that, I was so bummed
People
out.
People don't love the country anymore.
Meanwhile, every morning at school, you have to say the Pledge of Allegiance.
Creepy.
Or the nurse won't treat you.
Creepy. Oh, that woman, by the way. I want to get a follow-up on that. I want to look into that and
grab that and follow
make sure that woman's been relieved of duty.
Sure.
You said duty.
And so it's much easier for people who immigrate here to separate into their own family. But can I just add one more thing? If there were groups of Catholic, young Catholic men going to Rome and joining a crusade, I guarantee you that the media and our government and this administration would be having a very different conversation.
Oh, the Christians! The Christians! If the Christians are going to join some Christian jihad, you know it'd be all over the news. But with these millions of Americans who apparently are fighting to get over there and help ISIS because Obama told them to, nobody cares. Nobody's listening. Fox is yelling. We are yelling here 24/7 about all the ISIS that's here. Nobody paid attention.
The poor put upon Christians.
Oh, yeah. Well, listen, it gets better.
Joining a crusade. I guarantee you that the media and our government and this administration would be having a very different conversation. Not about this peer-to-peer thing, but really the root cause. What is it? It is reform in Islam, and it's also that Christianity needs to offer a more robust, manly, not feminized version of Christianity. And I think
Christianity needs to offer a more robust,
right,
manly,
yeah,
version of Christianity.
Well, we'll see what Gay God has to say about that.
Not this namby-pamby.
Is your Gay God going to come, and save you?
Not this namby-pamby Christianity loving each other bullshit.
Yeah.
We need some manly, we're going to open up some nuclear holocaust on your ass Christianity.
Right, Jesus. A little less cock, a little less vagina.
See, this hag is what's wrong with these Christians, right? I mean, the fact that it's the no true Christian. Oh, well, they're not real Christians. We're not. Obviously, real Christians want to go over there and bomb the fuck out of all those towel heads.
Is that what they mean when they say they want a masculine Christianity? Meaning that
we need to be bombing people. We need to be more assertive. The Christians need to be more assertive here in America, and not put up with the bullshittery.
Oh, it's exhausting. I mean, aren't we more evolved than this? Guess not.
Well, we are.
Yeah.
These idiots aren't.
We're not bombing anyone. Look at us.
97-year-olds watching Fox.
Yeah.
The young
manly
ones.
Manly Christianity.
The form in Islam, and it's also that Christianity needs to offer a more robust, manly, not feminized version of Christianity. And I think that's another topic, but it's a very interesting topic that I hope our Pope will address when he comes to that joint session of Congress.
Oh, she's a Catholic Christo ninny. I hope our Pope will address.
Pope Hope. I don't know why that's funny to me. This is all ridiculous. I don't know.
Now, meanwhile, this ninny is probably already profoundly...
This is a television show.
...disappointed with Pope.
Oh.
Because if you go to facebook.com/crabdiving, go to our Facebook page.
Like us.
Like us, love us, spread us.
Share.
Spread us around.
Right.
you have to get us drunk to spread us.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
so drunk.
There's a story there called Five Glorious Ways Pope Francis is Taking on America's Christian Right.
Yay!
And women like this ninny. Now, this one, she's going to be torn because... she's a Catholic ninny. I can see the evangelicals have always hated the Pope, right? I mean,
oh, totally, dude.
He's a usurper pretending to be God's voice on earth when we know it's Reverend Pat Robertson. But this guy is like, he's out there talking about capitalism being bad and inequality, wealth inequality being bad. He said that the church shouldn't hate LGBT people.
it's good stuff. They should. It's weird though. I mean, the Catholic Church shouldn't hate LGBT people, but
right.
What should they do? Include them?
Well, yeah, the Pope said that they should be more inclusive. No, he didn't.
We have gay priests?
He didn't say, let's start gay marrying people. But he said, you know, we should be more inclusive and not so, you're going to hell, you're going to hell, you're not allowed here.
But we still can't afford them all these things. It's very strange.
And then he called the ideology of the Christian right an illness?
Well, I agree with him there. It is an illness, man.
In ideologies, there is not Jesus. In his tenderness, his love, his meekness. Ideologies are rigid, always. Right. When a Christian becomes a disciple of the ideology, he has lost the faith.
Mm.
He is no longer a disciple of Jesus. He's a disciple of this attitude and thought.
Well, wow. Well, I tell you, whose ideology isn't rigid? Aquaman. He's in water all the time. He's very fluid.
That's right.
Non-rigid.
And Mr. Fantastic, too.
Oh, yeah. Equal myth.
Wasn't he the...
Is Mr. Fantastic the guy
from the Fantastic Four. He's the rubbery one.
He's stretchy.
So he's
God, like, what a... I mean, is that a good superpower?
I mean...
They have control made it work. Over it.
They made it work.
Does he have erection problems?
Probably not.
My dick.
The Pope has also expressed support for the nuclear deal with Iran, saying it's probably better that we don't blow up each other.
Oh, wow. Hey, Pope, way to go out on a limb. No nuclear holocaust.
And at one point he said something about journalist tried to bait the Pope into condemning Muslims because of terrorism, and the pontiff said, you can't just say that, just as you can't say that all Christians are fundamentalists. We have our share of them. All religions have these little groups.
Right. Quit baiting the Pope.
Heads exploding, right. Heads exploding.
Did he say that you could wear condoms so not everybody gets fucking AIDS?
Well, see, that's what we need, and why not let women... do the magic ceremonies.
Hey, fuck off. Women don't get to do the magic. Don't. Are you going to ruin the party?
Right.
Jesus. Hey,
the women should be able to blow those boys just like the guys.
Right. Didn't What's-Her-Face just say we need a more masculine version of Christianity?
Right.
A woman said that, by the way.
Right.
Does that mean that she just wants men in charge of all the hoogity-boogity? Or does it...
Oh, I'm sure.
Or is it more like ideology?
I'm sure she's probably like one of these... Opus Dei Christians or whatever. That's all Catholics. I mean, that's all.
Oh, she's Catholic. That's right.
Yeah. What's his name? Mel Gibson. I almost said Mel Brooks. Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks.
Mel Brooks. Very much not Catholic.
That is like the opposite of Mel Gibson. Now I wish Mel Brooks had done Braveheart, Apocalypto. Yeah.
Freedom.
You know, if God damn it. Mel Brooks really needs to do a Passion of the Christ spoof. Right. Damn, that would be hilarious.
He's 90. He doesn't,
I know.
He doesn't give a shit anymore.
He's done his work. But I'm just saying, wouldn't that be amazing? A Mel Brooks-style Passion of the Christ. Who plays Jesus? Too bad. I mean, too bad we can't go back in time and have Gene Wilder do it. Did Gene Wilder ever play Jesus?
I don't think
that's
so.
A goddamn shame.
I think not.
Who would you have play Jesus? If you were doing a Mel Brooks
style. In a spoof?
Yes. I got mine.
Let me think about it.
Oh, no, I don't have mine. I was going to say Russell Brand, but that's not who I want.
Who would you have played Jesus? Tweet us at Crab Diving in a spoof.
Yeah.
Hashtag
spoof Wouldn't passion.
Would you get like a big fat guy, though?
Oh,
like,
yeah. I was thinking black. I mean, you know.
More accurate. Closer to accurate, probably. Browner. So there you go. That's the Fox News and Friends. I apologize. Or Fox Outnumbered. I apologize for the pain caused to your brain having to listen to these idiots.
Who was the dude in Blood Diamond? Who was the co-star to Leonardo DiCaprio? He might have been nominated for a fucking Oscar. That's Jesus, buddy.
Jaimin Hansu?
Yeah, that'd be great. Oh God.
Really?
Yeah. Who knows?
That would make them crazy.
He's never had a chance, I think, to perform
as
a comedic actor.
Why not?
Why not afford him that opportunity?
Interesting casting.
Yeah.
for the Lord.
I think outside the box. I'm a creative type.
You said box.
We didn't talk about this at all. This is gross as fuck. This is
no.
We get to hate on Walmart and Christo fascists at the same time.
Oh, perfect.
This is the sovereign, wonderful, beautiful state, Georgia.
Oh shit, man!
Where
you gonna hate on my home state?
Brittany Cartwright.
Who's that?
Was turned. She was pregnant.
Okay.
And she sadly, 5 weeks in, she miscarried. Her doctor prescribed a drug for her so that she would release the cells without having to undergo an invasive procedure to go in and clean everything up.
Now that seems reasonable.
A drug called misoprostol.
It's an abortion drug.
It can also be used with mifepristone. Mifepristone.
Mifepristone.
Mifepristone.
Whatever.
To end a pregnancy in its early stages.
Yes.
But it's not. That's when they're taken together. This right. is just one of them.
Sure.
She went to Walmart.
Oh, God damn it.
And was told.
I can't take this. I know. I can't.
That they would not be filling her prescription.
Why?
Because.
Jesus.
That's why.
Oh, yes. You idiots. Stupid.
She brought the issue up again when she went back to fill out a separate prescription. And the one of the people working there said, I couldn't think of any valid reason. Oh, she said, why did you do this? Why did you turn me down? And this is the same pharmacist said, well, I couldn't think of a valid reason why you would need this prescription.
What? Who gives a fuck what that pharmacist thinks?
Exactly.
What? Are you kidding me?
And Ms. Cartwright said, well, I told her my reasons for needing it. And she said, well, I don't feel like there is a reason why you would need it, so we refuse to fill it.
She doesn't feel like she needs it? She doesn't feel...
Yeah, this woman needs...
Stupid.
Punishment.
Well, she's just ignorant. I mean, feel. You don't want to hear that word coming out of a doctor. Well, I just don't feel. How about facts, dummy?
This is a pharmacist.
Oh, yeah, pharmacist.
Who's overriding the wishes of the doctor. She's like, I can't see a reason you would need that the doctor filled out this prescription for.
And where else are you going to go? And she probably has her prescriptions.
She went down the block and got somewhere else.
She would say it
was filled at the next place. Nobody looked twice at her.
Which is a pain in the fucking ass because the doctor has to call that in. Now you got to get the doctor back on the phone and say, hey, this fucking idiot down
Unless
at Walmart.
Paper.
Oh, yeah.
Unless she had a piece of paper.
No, it's a big pain in the ass if you have to switch pharmacists. It is. It's an inconvenience.
Now, the they contacted a pharmacist for the store that said that under state law in Georgia, there's a state law that says pharmacists are able to turn down prescriptions.
Oh, my God.
A spokesman for Walmart said that the company encourages its pharmacists to use their professional judgment on a case-by-case basis.
But that's like, well, what
the law specifically says, this is specifically for abortion drugs. This isn't like a blanket law.
Right.
This law says, quote, a pharmacist shall not be required to fill a prescription for an emergency contraceptive drug.
Damn. Because every once in a while, a pharmacist will look at an order and say, hey, listen, you shouldn't take these two together. That's just my opinion. You might want to call your doctor about that. They're not supposed to say you shouldn't have an abortion.
Which means it's a conscience clause. Giving pharmacists the right to refuse to perform certain services based on a violation of personal beliefs and values. So, again, this gets down to, what about the EMT
who gets called to a gay person's house.
Yeah.
He says, no, I don't believe in it. And then lets them die.
But still, this because person Jesus. Shouldn't have to go to another fucking
exactly.
pharmacy. Because what if she goes to another pharmacy and she gets another lunatic? I mean, it's a strong possibility. She's in Georgia.
If that pharmacist had said, I'm not going to ring up that bag of chips either because you're a fat fuck.
Yeah, why not? That's my conscience clause.
Right. They'd sue her.
Oh, yeah.
But because Jesus says you can't kill your babies.
Now, what do you and now you have what? You got to get into the reasons why you want this drug with this person. They got these.
Well, the fucking pharmacist won't fill the prescription.
I didn't
feel you needed it. I couldn't think of any reason you needed that drug.
This is why sometimes, I mean, I know we have to respect people's beliefs, I guess. But Jesus
Christ. As long as
they
Christ, don't affect man, ours, you know. And this affected this woman.
Well,
she was able. Now, this is the thing, is the ninnies will say, well, what's the harm? She was able to go down the block and get a new one. She had to go down the block and go through that shit to get a different one. If that had happened to you, you Christo moron, you'd be screeching. If someone said, you know, my religious beliefs are that I don't think I should fill out your high blood pressure medicine because you're a Christian. And the reason you have high blood pressure is because you're upset all the time.
Right. Yeah, why not?
So that's what it's against my religious beliefs to refill this for you.
Sure.
Therefore, fuck off. They would scream.
Yeah.
To high heaven.
And is it technically...
War on Christians.
Is it technically an abortion pill, though? Like, what is it?
It's half of an abortion pill if used together with mifepristone.
Whatever. I mean, I'm imagining...
But by itself, it probably... I don't know. I don't know what it does, but I'm assuming it's the drug that makes things contract out there and spit things out.
Right.
Maybe.
Jeez.
Or makes things not attach. I don't know what it does.
It's too complicated. I could never be a doctor. But goddamn, just empathize with this person for a second. They're having to get this fucking pill because she's pregnant and wants to. You know, it's a big pain in the ass. It's probably not her best day on the planet. And now she's got to deal with this idiot fucking pharmacist. And go down the block!
All this shit is religion, right? I mean, it's just all religion.
It's like this person, this pharmacist woke up in the morning, like, how can I make this person's day even more difficult? Yeah, fuck your religion. Really, honestly, fuck your feelings. Seriously, do your job. I mean, did she get fired at the pharmacy for not doing her fucking job?
No, the Walmart's standing behind them. They under state law, they're able to turn down those kind of prescriptions.
Okay.
Even though it wasn't for that procedure.
So she could just sit there all day. And orders could come in and say,
but
hey.
But only contraceptives.
Does she fill birth control pills? I'm just trying to get a feel on when I should and should not go to Walmart. Did she think, is my headache the cause of a hangover?
Really, which shift can I go to? When's the atheist baby killer going to be working behind the desk so that they'll give me my drugs?
Yeah. Believe me, I want a doctor. I want a pharmacist. I want healthcare providers that are atheists. Sorry, I don't mean to be a bigot.
I want everything that's atheist.
Yeah,
if I can.
It makes
me
nervous when you're talking to the sky.
The vast majority of believers are nice people. They need to speak up a lot more.
Did they give the name of the pharmacist in the article?
Because
we should just say it. She deserves to be
a pharmacist for this.
Damn it.
Just the guy in the store, not
these dudes
the name of the offending.
Yeah. He
pharmacist.
Or she should be shamed publicly on crab diving.
All right. Not in Georgia, though. She stood up for the babies.
Poor person just having to drive around to different pharmacies to see who's going to fill this fucking prescription. Unreal.
Isn't that what they're saying in those states where they're closing them? Well, you know. They could drive 300 miles, so it's not a problem.
Oh, yeah.
There's another one 300 miles away.
Yeah. Hey, when is the government going to do something good for women, really, honestly? I mean, they're in their vaginas with this, you know...
Everything.
Jump through hoops to fucking get an abortion. They don't want to pass equal pay for women.
That's right. Too much legislation.
If you're a female,
and there's going to be too many frivolous lawsuits.
Right. And you vote Republican. Can you please call in 323-601-LIBS and just enlighten me?
Tell me what
I'm missing.
If you're not Jesus, crazy. Because that explains it right there.
Yeah, that's true.
But
don't call in.
If you're inexplicably a non-believer and a female and a Republican, please call in. I don't get that one at all. and not rich.
Right.
No one percenters.
Do you think
a poor atheist,
right,
Republican,
yeah,
woman, do they exist?
I don't know.
Also in Georgia, other shenanigans going on.
Did somebody kill a giraffe there?
The city council of Cochran, Georgia.
God, I don't know where that is. That's most definitely a shithole.
Population 5,100.
Ding, 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 ding. Is that a big town or a small town? 5,100 seems like a lot of people.
That's a small town.
Yeah.
I was in a town of 10,000, and that felt agonizingly tiny.
Right.
Cochran.
My brother's town is 700 people.
In Alaska?
Keaton is like around 700.
Blackley County, Georgia?
Blackley.
Is where this place is.
Fuck you, stupid.
Does that ring a bell?
Fuck no. No. Sounds terrifying.
This is way in there. Towards Macon.
Macon. That's a sticks, buddy.
It's between, like, Savannah and Macon. There's Macon there. There's Cordell, somewhere near Cordell, Georgia.
No, the biggest city there near is Warner Robins, Georgia. It's a shithole. Horrible. Horrendous.
So, Cochran, Georgia.
Vidalia onions comes from that part of the country, and walnuts.
The city, despite the advice of the city attorney, the city council has voted.
Uh-oh. They're going to sue for something.
To fly the Christian flag over City Hall.
Oh, okay. Now they're going to get sued. They're going to get sued because you're not supposed to do that.
So a white flag with a blue, you know, blue square in the corner where the stars would be for the stars and bars.
Good.
Bars.
Good.
And stars.
Good. Now, somebody, stars and bars, stripes, you heathen.
Star and stripes. Stars
now,
and
somebody
stripes.
Send that gigantic red statue of the guy with the phallus down there to the courthouse. And where is this?
And there's a red cross, a Jesus cross in there. The flag. City manager says it's still flying.
That's a creepy fucking flag, is it not?
Yeah.
It looks like the Klan or something.
Hmm?
they probably designed it.
It's Macon's 40 miles north away.
Oh, I know where Macon is, you fucking liberal hippie.
The council, they called, this is rawstory.com, rawstory called
the... Effete.
Called the Cochran city manager.
Yeah.
Richard Newbern, who said the council voted last Tuesday on April 14 to fly the Christian flag at City Hall.
Yay!
In the past, it has been flown from time to time at City Hall.
I love that Christian flag.
But this time, he said, after the council voted to raise it, he thought he should get an opinion from the city attorney. A lot of shit's been going on.
Listen, guys, do we really need to raise that flag?
The attorney advised us that the flag not be flown at City Hall.
You need an attorney to tell you that you're not supposed to fly the Christian flag over City Hall?
And it was taken down. But then, guess what? The city council got back together and they said, fuck your laws and your attorney and your government and Obama trying to tell us what to do and pull Jesus from our bosom.
Benghazi!
City council voted 5-1 to put that flag right the fuck back up.
Oh, why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't these Christo ninnies just blah, put it back up? Hey, we're going to get sued, and all the money for the lawsuit is going to come from the taxpayers who we represent, but somehow... Right. They're going to be...
They'll take it down. If Newbern...
Yeah.
...had a suspicion that maybe we should talk to the attorney and consider maybe not putting it up, then I have a feeling if they start getting the letters, when they start getting the letters from the ACLU, from the Freedom From Religion Foundation,
that's when they're going to start looking at the numbers and saying, you know, we're just going to take that flag down for a little while.
You think,
and then go on Fox and scream about it.
Right. You think the Newbern guy is just like, oh, shit. You think he just is like, he seems like a guy. Maybe he just wants to protect his job, status quo, not get fired.
What's going to be the easiest thing to do?
And he's like, do you want to be Indiana?
I wonder if he was the one vote. It was 5-1
on the council. He gets a vote?
I wonder if he's the mayor, so I wonder if he gets a vote. He explained that the flag was raised in anticipation of the local Bible reading marathon.
Oh, fuck me.
Sponsored by the International Bible Reading Association.
An association of Bible readers, guys. It's a fun group. What do you do?
Isn't that Christianity?
Yeah.
Isn't that church? Isn't that an International Bible Reading Association? Why is there one?
Let's join. Why not? The Bible Reading Association.
Oh, it was first held there in Cochrane in 2003.
No.
The event lasts 7 days.
Oh, God. Well, it's a long fucking book, dude.
On the steps of the county courthouse with the Christian flag flying.
How stupid. What a fun live event to go to. Honestly, what is the entertainment value of that?
We're getting in trouble because it says on the Bible Reading Marathon's Facebook page that the setup at the county courthouse is put together by a member of the county staff. There's a photograph on the story. I'm not exactly sure who it is. I wonder if that's the mayor, but it's... It's some
the guy is
older,
he's white as fuck,
extraordinarily white gentleman.
Oh, so is it like you
holding a couple white of big posters, and one says, "Forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven," and the other side says, "Blessed is the nation whose God is," and then it's cut off. we should put that at a fill in the blank.
Right, we should use that as a picture for today's show, maybe on the blog post.
Bible reading marathon on the Bleckley County courthouse steps.
Fuck you.
How would you feel getting stopped by the Bleckley County Sheriff?
Oh, shit.
And having to go to the courthouse as an atheist.
Oh, my God.
During that week.
Imagine. Oh, my God. All they do. Listen, if you have puka shells on, they're going to toss your car for crack or marijuana.
Oh, yeah. And definitely don't be black.
Yeah.
Driving through this town.
Oh, shit, no. Don't even be black there. Are you kidding me? That's a place for white people.
Why do they need a flag, by the way? This says the idea for a Christian flag
is stupid.
Dates back to a speech given at Coney Island in 1897 when a Sunday school superintendent needed to come up with something to say when a scheduled speaker failed to show up.
Like,
according to the Society of the Christian Flag.
The Society of the Christian Flag. So creepy. I mean, that sounds like a cult.
In 1908, a pledge was added by a Methodist minister.
Relax.
Of your people.
Yeah.
I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One brotherhood uniting all mankind in service and love.
Welcome to Tehran, everybody.
How fucking creepy.
We are the Taliban. We're Afghanistan. You know what I mean?
And the article goes on to say there's nothing wrong, of course, that if it's a place of worship or somebody's private home flying this ridiculous ninny flag. However, the fucking courthouse.
Everybody knows that. Well, I'm not a lawyer. Are you a lawyer?
No.
But you...
Their lawyer told them not to do it.
Yeah, don't do it. Honestly.
We don't care.
God.
It's a blatant violation of the First Amendment, as the city's attorney tried to warn them. But, I mean, can you imagine? This says, during the week, the flag is also flown on businesses and homes in Cochrane. It's like going to Tehran.
I just don't get it. I just don't get the allure of Christianity. I do not understand it.
There's
it's
a picture,
so fucking weird.
It says, even the local Dairy Queen has been co-opted, and there's a... The sign in front of Dairy Queen says, Bible reading marathon.
No, boy.
May 1st to May 7th. Well, they probably, all the businesses probably love it.
Of course. get to sell big fat ass Christians banana splits and fries.
They need to add extra server space for Grindr.
Oh, I bet. Oh yeah, Grindr, please release the stats on where the fuck is this?
Oh God, rural Georgia, in the middle of Georgia.
Fuck you. How horrible, man.
So there you go. I just clicked over on the Society of the Christian Flag website.
Ew.
The Holy Christian Flag truly serves to unite all Christians of every Christian denomination around the world. Adventists, Alliance, Anglicans, Baptists, Catholics, Congregationalists.
White.
Disciples of Christ, Eastern Orthodox. Oh, they let us in.
Oh.
My mom.
Good for you. You barely made it in.
Evangelicals. Lutherans, Mennonites, Methodists, Moravians?
Moravians. What the fuck is that?
Nazarenes.
That's creepy. The Church of the Nazarene, I've seen that.
Really?
I don't know what it is. It just seems creepy to me.
Non-denominationals, those.
Crazy.
Are the creepiest, right?
Well, yeah, yeah. Church of Christ, crazy. Church of God, nuts. Church of Science, there's a science church out there. That's nuts as fuck.
Oriental Orthodox, Pentecostal.
What? Wait. Pump the brakes.
Or it says Oriental Orthodox.
No. When you say Orient, that's racist. When you say Oriental, it can only refer to as an inanimate thing. You're supposed to say Asian, correct? You can't say Oriental Orthodox.
Well, they did.
What the fuck is that?
Pentecostals.
Creepy.
Presbyterians.
Eh.
Quakers.
Meh. Quakers don't do anything.
I noticed they don't let the Episcopals in. I just backed up. My grandfather was Episcopalian. I noticed they're not on the list.
Well, let me tell you something. Your grandfather can straight up burn in hell.
Quakers, Reformed, and Wesleyans united under one Christian banner.
No, it sounds so much. That's like fun. What about Rastafarians? Where are the Rastafarians? Are they in a tent?
They're not included.
Why? Because they worship a dead Haley Ethiopian Selassie. Dictator and not a sky god? See, listen. The Rastafarians, their god existed.
Existed, right.
We know he existed.
But I don't. Was he a god?
Really? Was he white?
No.
Then Jesus wins.
Certainly they can't worship him.
What the fuck, man? I don't know. It's just like, as a taxpayer or like a person that, I don't know, if you live in that area and this is what your city council's doing, are you like disturbed at all that they're wasting their time with this Christian flag shit? I mean, I would be.
Well, sure. But that's all they're doing in Congress. They're not giving us jobs and building bridges and shit. They're busy making sure that they vote 20-week abortion bans and repeal Obamacare every 5 minutes.
I want my politicians to be worried about what I want, my expectations, not the guy in the sky that ain't there.
Then you need $1 billion.
Oh shit! I think I bet it. Then I'm gonna need. I don't know. I need $1 billion. You're right. I do. Shit! I wish they had asked me to be in Fuller House.
Right. Well, you could still audition.
Why didn't they call it the most full house or the fullest house? The Fuller House. I wouldn't have called it Fuller House because some. What would you have called it?
Off?
Oh, God.
Do you think this is going to be good? A grown up Candace Cameron Bure?
No.
And Kimmy, they're going to be the stars of it with. No. Uncle Jesse occasionally wandering in, giving a yuck or two?
No. No, because I'm saying that growing up on a TV set isn't necessarily conducive to becoming a good actor. Having someone say, everything you do is amazing. You're so great. You gotta have people tell you that your work is shit. That's what college was for me. I went out and I did scenes, and my professor would say, hey, Ryan, that scene, that work you did, was total shit. And I had 4 years of that, and I got better.
So that starts 2016.
Oh, God. Well, hopefully Florida will be underwater at that point.
Clint Eastwood is denying he threatened to kill Michael Moore?
Oh, you know he did. You know that crotchety old fucker? Sitting out on his lawn on his porch one day, got drunk, was like, I'm going to kill Michael Moore.
Eastwood was talking
to a chair.
To an audience at CinemaCon.
He talks to audiences now when he goes on stage, not furniture. That was his thing. You always got to stick with what your thing is. His thing is he talks to objects.
His thing is making good movies. He should stick with that.
Oh, I agree. I think he's a great director. Yeah. Really good actor.
Everyone keeps saying I threatened to kill Michael Moore. That's not true. Although he laughed and said, it isn't a bad idea.
Oh. What a dickhead, dude. What have you done, Clint Eastwood? I guess he's a mayor. Was he a mayor of Sacramento?
Moore? Oh, yeah. No. I forget the name of it, but not Sacramento. It's some little town here in Monterey?
Monterey, yeah, maybe.
Moore posted on Facebook in January that 10 years before, Eastwood stood in front of the National Board of Review Awards dinner and announced to me and the crowd that he would kill me if I ever came to his house with my camera for an interview. I will kill you, he declared.
Oh, shit. What year was it? Well, it was...
Oh, because he was mad because Moore showed up at Moses' house.
Moses.
You damn dirty apes.
Oh, Charlton Heston.
Yeah.
I was like, oh shit, there really was a Moses.
And unannounced and tried to get an interview with Heston about, you know, the whole gun thing.
Right.
And kind of ambushed him.
So. Oh, fuck off, Clint Eastwood.
He didn't like that.
You rich asshole. What, does he have nothing better to do than threaten documentarians?
Oh, here. He said that he took exception to the interview Moore conducted with NRA leader Charlton Heston while the elderly actor was ill at the time with Alzheimer's.
Whatever. Listen, a shitload of kids were killed at Columbine. Michael Moore, think what you want about him. But he tried to make a documentary to tell their story.
Right. And maybe talk about how easy it is to get fucking guns in this country.
Yeah.
Was it Michigan? Where was he where he opened up a savings account with like $20?
Michigan, and he got a gun.
And got a rifle, like yeah.
Well, he's from Michigan. I don't know if it was Michigan. Doesn't matter. His documentaries are great. I know a lot of people poo-poo Michael Moore because he
of his politics.
Yeah, they think he's profiting off these causes. But, I don't know. What do you want him to do? Not make any money when he makes these great documentaries? And the real reason they hate him is because of the speech he gave at the Oscars that year. Do you remember? It was a year.
It was against Bush or something.
Right. Because his whole point was we relied. He's saying that there are no weapons of mass destruction way back when we were all, you know, guns blazing into fucking Iraq. And he came out and said, as a documentarian, I stand by the truth and all this other shit. And all these, you know, all the other documentarians, like, stood with him and they clapped and shit.
But they...
I could describe that better, I'm sure.
Nonetheless, the right, terrified of the fact.
Yeah. But isn't it interesting, like, the right wing, they get really pissed off when you hold a mirror up in their face and say, hey, look, you fucking liars. This is what you're doing.
But yeah, it doesn't
burn
work.
In hell.
They can't see their reflection, so.
Oh.
Because they're vampires.
Right?
That's good.
Pat Robertson. Do you want to hear a clip? Another one?
Absolutely.
We had one yesterday, but.
Whenever you bring up Pat Robertson, I expect it to be followed with these two words, is dead. Because he must be a million fucking years old.
So they. They aired a report today, the 700 Club, about a woman who survived sexual abuse as a child and later became addicted to drugs and, quote, turned to lesbian relationships for comfort.
How about she just turned to a relationship for comfort? What does it matter?
Eventually, the report's voiceover revealed, Jesus set her free from homosexuality and drug addiction. Here's Pat's comments.
Oh, boy.
On the story.
Sexual encounters led to pregnancy and abortions, and more self-hatred. She turned to lesbian relationships for comfort.
When I got around with more of the gay lifestyle, then automatically I just thought that I was gay, that I was born like this. I was sleeping with everything that moved. I mean, I just became such a terrible person.
Wait, she was Aurelian.
Right. And that makes her a terrible person. Having sex makes you a terrible person.
Jesus. What happened?
To Christians.
We're prudes. This is the Taliban.
If everybody was on board that you were having sex with, where's the harm? Where's the foul?
Yeah, you're not Kobe Bryant.
Yeah. Did you Cosby anybody?
Yeah. Yeah, you're not Bill Cosby. You're not Dr. Huxtable.
And but I did.
And again, notice it's a woman.
Right.
Who's supposed to be shamed for all the sex.
The music that's playing behind her, is it live? Is there a live orchestra there?
There's
is it pre-recorded?
No. Yeah, there's a harpist next to her.
No, how any other way. I was broken inside.
Teresa says Jesus set her free from homosexuality.
Jesus sent her a big dick.
Teresa says, do you think this guy, this voiceover artist, I wonder if he's a believer. I wonder if this guy is just getting a paycheck. My God. If he's not, I hope, for his sake, I hope he believes in all this hoogity-boogity, because if not, can you imagine hitting the bar after this voiceover sesh?
Teresa.
I got to drink this away.
Was free from homosexuality.
Make my eyeball.
From that day forth, I was completely different, and I've been completely set free after that. Never struggle with it ever, ever again.
Struggle. I never struggle with wanting to do some clam diving.
Yeah.
What a story. He's able to save to the uttermost those that come to God through him. To the uttermost. A lifetime of sexual promiscuity, drug addiction, alcoholism, lesbianism.
Isn't that under homosexuality?
Alcoholism.
Oh, yeah. He's adjusting the hard-on in his pants right now.
Oh, yeah.
Lesbianism. Prostitution, everything you could think of. A wasted life. A wasted life.
A wasted life. A wasted life.
I want to bring this up again, but this guy owns a diamond mine.
Yes.
What are those kids doing? Those little kids that have to mine for diamonds. You think they're wasting their life? I mean, wouldn't it be nice if they could run around and be children and not have to be like slaves and shit?
But who's going to get those diamonds out of the ground so that the rich white people of America can wear them?
I don't know. I don't know.
But God said, no, 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 no. She's beautiful. You say, no, she's not beautiful. She's not beautiful. She's a mess. No, God said she's beautiful.
Is he drunk?
He's, I don't know. It might be late in the show.
It sounds like he's giving his, it's his Oscar moment.
No, he's milking this one, yeah.
No.
You watch what I do. I'm going to make her a new person. I'm going to cleanse her. I'm going to forgive her of all those sins. Everything she's done, I'm going to wash away the guilt and the filth that's there and make her a new person. And she will be filled with the joy of the Lord, and she will become beautiful. She's my daughter. And I'll make her something beautiful.
Pat Robertson.
I'll make her something beautiful. What a scary Kraken.
So
he's a Skeksis.
He's thrilled. He's thrilled that she's saved herself from promiscuity and lesbianism.
A wasted life. Her life is wasted. Yeah, as opposed to the big fucking white fat asses that sit around watching the 700 Club sending money to you.
Oh, absolutely. And how many people? God, I wonder what I really wonder how much he's raking in.
A shitload.
I mean, are there that many that watch this crap?
Yeah, dude. I mean, these... Hello. I don't know.
Okay, do you want to hear another one?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Not Pat, but this one is actually one of these guys.
It's the 2016 Republican primary.
But what was that? Did you do the shit sound?
I just did it. I don't know. I clicked a button. Random boom. Oh, it says boom.
My mom, by the way, is going to be happy that we're doing a Republican clown car segment.
Oh, she likes Republican.
I talked
concerts
to her earlier today. Yeah.
This is Mike Huckabee.
Yes.
Ninny extraordinaire. The last time we heard from him, he was calling forth columns of
fire from the sky, right?
But he has not yet declared his candidacy.
Correct. He declared that he's going to declare
God, these
whether
guys,
he's going to be a candidate.
These guys are teases. They really are. Oh, they drag it out. Let me know.
Huckabee was in New Hampshire speaking at the Republican Leadership Summit.
Ooh, fire up grinder.
sat down for an interview.
Yes.
During the discussion, he was talking about Second Amendment.
My favorite.
Where he comes from. He said, where he comes from, the gun nuts are the people who support gun control.
Fuck you.
So listen to a little bit of Mike Huckabee, manly man.
We know how he stands on gun control. His book, God, Guns, and Gravy? Is that it?
Yes, and Glory Holes.
Right.
So where I come from, when you talk about gun control, that means you can handle the firearm so that you hit the target. That's I grew up in rural America, South Arkansas. My first BB gun I got when I was 5. I got a pellet gun at 7, a 22 at 9, a Springfield single shot. My first BB gun was a Daisy 25. I still have all these guns, by the way. That Daisy is a classic now, and it's in pristine condition. Got a 20-gauge shotgun when I was 10. So I've grown up, with sort of the graduation of different firearms as I grew up. When I hear people say, well, I'm for the Second Amendment, I believe in hunting, I cringe. Because the Second Amendment is not about hunting. I'm a hunter. I turkey hunt, deer hunt, duck hunt, antelope hunt. Look,
Jesus, I got to start the horn music again.
Where are the antelopes?
Antelope.
I don't mean to sound daft.
No, you're right.
But do we have antelopes on North America?
I think they're running through the plains of Arkansas, I guess.
Is he one of these assholes that goes over to Africa?
He must, if he said
safaris.
Antelope.
And safaris? Ugh.
Duck hunt, antelope hunt. Look, I love to hunt, but this is not about hunting. This is about freedom. And I've heard people say, Huckabee is one of those gun nuts. But for where I come from, a gun nut is a person who is irrationally afraid of a firearm because they don't understand the nature of having one.
So the gun nuts where I come from are the mincing liberals. Who are afraid again.
why are we always mincing?
The importance to their liberty. I don't love guns, but I do love freedom. I love it a lot. And the only way that we ultimately protect our freedom, whether it's the individual freedom in our own homes, or the freedom that we have as an American nation, is that if we are able to outgun whoever wants to take that away from me. Somebody breaks into my house in the middle of the night, I'm going to take away what would be my life. That's my freedom. And they're going to have to understand there will be a gunfight involved in that. And I plan to win. And so for those who say, well, that's what the cops are there for. When seconds count, the cops are just a few minutes away. Mm-hmm. And then you're dead. So I'm like a lot of people who believe that the Second Amendment is to say, yes, I will still call 911. But it's not going to be to call and helplessly wait as a victim while someone ravages my family or my home. I call 911 to tell them where to come pick up the body of the son of a gun who broke in my house in the middle of the night.
There you go. I'm going to come pick up the body of the son of a gun who broke into my house.
Oh, vote for me.
Vote for me.
What a lunatic.
I don't love guns.
I don't want to vote for anybody from southern Arkansas, by the way.
But I love freedom.
Who's in? We talk about this all the time.
Yes.
How many home invasions are there in America every year? Millions?
Not that many. I don't think so.
How many accidents do people have with these fucking guns all the time?
Well, right.
To me, you almost have a better chance of surviving. And now this is going to sound nuts. Without a weapon of mass destruction. In your closet.
Well, that's why you put it on the nightstand.
What kind of way is
3-year-old can pick it up and blow his brother's head off?
Well, wait, they already have guns. He doesn't need to go pick up the gun off the nightstand. He's got his own gun. God, did you hear the armory Mike Huckabee has at his house? When I was 5, I got my first BB gun. Do you think 5-year-olds should have a gun? They recently learned how to not shit in a diaper.
Right.
Now, they... Now, how old was he when he got a pellet gun? 10?
Yeah.
And then when he was 12, he's 13, he got his first shotgun. Yeah,
howitzer.
When was it? When did he get his Uzi? When do you get the Uzi? When do you get the good stuff? The flamethrower. When I was 15, I got my first flamethrower.
Good God, did another Pat Robertson clip just pop up? I believe it did.
Oh, shit.
Oh, sure. Well, stat, what the hell?
Is he alive?
Here's a Fred. I don't know what this is about. This is a new Pat Robertson clip off of today's show.
Oh, sweet.
Teresa Kemp was convinced she was going to hell.
Wait, I wonder if this
she is... died, and she was ready to bring hell on. That's because Teresa had been trapped in a living hell ever since she was 5 years old.
Oh, so you know what this is? This is the precursor to what we played before.
Oh, okay.
So it's not new. It's him setting up. He says you got to make sure that you got to. He wants people to pray with him so that Jesus can save people from lesbianism.
Damn.
And save women from the filthy things they've done.
Oh, my God. What an asshole, Pat. I mean, Jesus.
God damn.
He is, and you hear that read, man. It's like 5 years old. He is not cheated on a syllable. Not. No. I mean, he doesn't have...
Well, that's the preacher, don't you think? I mean, the...
Absolutely. Do you think... Who do you think would win in a preach-off, like a prayer-off? Pat Robertson versus... who's that... Who's that wacko on Fox that has his own show that we play every now and then?
O'Reilly?
Todd Starnes.
Oh, he doesn't have a show, but he does segments.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. He's got a radio show.
Yeah.
Any asshole can have a radio show.
Sure.
24/7 here on Crab Diving, by the
Follow
way.
Follow
crabdiving.com/live.
On Twitter at Crab Diving.
That's exactly right.
Yep.
God, I don't. We've got a few minutes left here in today's show. Thanks for listening to us, lending us some of your ear hole time.
We appreciate you. We value the listeners and the audience. we don't want you to die at the hands of some lunatic with a fucking gun, which is more than we can say for Mike Huckabee. I'm calling 911 to let you know how to where to pick up the fucking dead bodies.
You're not going
to
be, you're going to be picking up the dead body.
Oh, sure. I'm going to vote for him to have his finger on the nuclear football.
Nuclear.
But fuck him. God, guns, and glory.
Yeah, Huckabee. It's allegedly raising money. Who might actually get into this?
Who? Ugh. It just, not everyone should vote then. Not everyone should vote. You should have to, there should be a test.
Oh, no, you sound like Fox and Friends.
I don't care. But for the good, you know, for our side, a test. It's just, it's an intelligence test.
You sound like Fox and
Friends. It's apolitical. But all these stupid people in their trailers that make no money are waddling out of their fucking homes.
There are a lot of dummies.
And pulling levers for GOP candidates.
One last quick.
Why?
One last quick clip here. Since I mentioned his name. Fucking Bill O'Reilly.
Yeah.
Here's a little bit of.
He's a fucking liar, this Bill O'Reilly.
The O'Reilly factor. Come on.
He could be lying.
Come on.
How do you take him seriously as
Come
a journalist?
Come on, Ryan. Come on.
He lied about being in Granada. Is
that
right?
That's not true, according to him.
I wasn't there when someone shot themselves in the face, but someone told me about it. I was mistaken.
This is about the upcoming Supreme Court case. About the gay marriage. And listen to this brilliant insight from this moron.
A liar. He's a fucking liar.
Thanks for staying with us. And Bill O'Reilly and his legal segment tonight, controversial situation at the Supreme Court. As you may know, the court will decide whether gay marriage is a constitutional right. That decision expected in June. Right now, 37 states have legalized gay marriage, but in 23 of those states, judges imposed it.
Oh, those evil judges. It's not what the people want. Judges imposed it. You mean like the judges imposed equal rights for black people in the 60s?
Yeah.
Only 14 have legalized gay marriage the Democratic way. Supreme Court is supposed to be an incorruptible institution, but reports say Judge Ruth Bader Ginsburg has herself performed 3 gay marriages, and Justice Elena Kagan won. It's now attorneys and Fox News analysts Kimberly Guilfoyle and Luis Wheel. These ladies have to recuse themselves. I'm shocked they haven't done it already. I mean,
listen to him. He throws it to the two I'm sure it's just a coincidence that these two, their legal correspondents, are quite attractive.
Yes.
Kimberly Guilfoyle, and I don't know who the other nanny was.
Right. Showing
But you hear what he said? Well, obviously they have to recuse themselves.
Yeah.
Because they performed gay marriages.
This guy's a dick.
I'm sure Scalia has performed straight marriages. Why doesn't he recuse himself?
Yeah, why not?
So, but listen for a second to non-Guilfoyle ninny.
Yeah.
Who is actually less ninny-like, because she is the voice of reason here.
No, they don't. They're not required to recuse. They have never stated their view on the fundamental fact that the court has to decide, let me finish this, which is whether or not the state can ban or prohibit gay marriage. What they have done in going and doing these marriages, presiding over these marriages, they've expressed a personal view about gay marriage.
Yeah.
Right. Now, even this setup that this fucker does. It's O'Reilly. Then they go over to Kimberly Guilfoyle. And she's on O'Reilly's side. So it's the two of them ganging up on this person who is right.
Yeah.
Who is saying, look, they don't have to recuse themselves. And Kagan has actually recused herself a couple of times on a couple of things already. Meanwhile, that fucker at the other end, Thomas, has refused to recuse himself on things where it's issues where his wife, who is a lobbyist, has been involved.
But that's his wife. That's
and he refuses to recuse on Monsanto cases when, guess what he was? The fucking corporate lawyer for Monsanto for 1,000 years. He refuses to recuse himself because he could be fair. But no, fucking Bill O'Reilly, cockface asshole, thinks that the two ladies on the court, because they're going to vote for gay marriage, probably. Yeah. They have to recuse themselves because they performed a wedding. What's wrong with you? Come on. Listen to how they're laughing at this woman in the background as they're him and Guilfoyle.
They're just so smug.
As
so
she's saying, look, this
self-righteous.
This is what they do all the time.
The court has to decide, let me finish this, which is whether or not the state can ban or prohibit gay marriage. What they have done in going and doing these marriages, presiding over these marriages, they've expressed a personal view about gay marriage.
Yeah.
But they haven't said, no wait, a personal view does not mean that they're going to necessarily decide.
Well, wait a minute.
It's a constitutional right.
I know you went to Harvard Law and you're both smarter than I am.
True.
If you perform a gay marriage as somebody who is doing it
which is dismissive and arrogant. There. I know you're smarter than me. You went to Harvard and everything, and you're smarter than me. I have a penis. Therefore.
We're talking about a legal matter, which that's like me talking to a doctor.
Right. These are lawyers.
Yeah, yeah. I have an opinion about the kidneys. Oh, well, you're wrong. Well, listen, I know you're a doctor, but here's what I think.
Legally.
Right.
You are not breaking the law. You're not going in there defying the law.
Right.
Okay. So they're going to rule that it's legal.
No, you're making a jump there. Just because someone personally believes in something.
Yeah.
I like ice cream.
We're about out of time, but we haven't gotten the Guilfoyle. It doesn't matter what she says anyway, because she agrees with Bill. She's gasping sitting next to this other woman because she just can't believe this woman is defending Kagan and Ginsburg.
Insane.
That they should be recusing them.
We're talking about people, human rights.
We got to go really quickly. Thanks, everybody, for listening to us. Crabdiving.com for all the social media links and everything there. 24/7 here on the network. Crabdiving.com/live and all the great entertainment is available at iTunes and on Stitcher at crabdiving.com. Ryan Pfeiffer, follow him on Twitter at radar.com. And you can follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter at Vile Experience. Also, bye. And we're back tomorrow, everybody, for Crab Diving Thursday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific. Bye bye.
TTFN.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram at crabdiving.